Shalom uvrach, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. Continue Pel Yoyit, Shin number 33, Avos Ish V'Isha, Ois Aleph, discussing the importance of how a husband and wife should get along with each other. Ze Klal Godol. This is the Klal Godol, the big rule. And he tells us what happens if there is a reeve, a fight, Bein Anoshim, in between two different people, or Bein Ish Li'ishtoi, or between a husband and wife. Ve'echod hayapaiter mayim reishis modoin. He brings a pasuk in Mishlei, reishis modoin, paiter mayim reishis modoin. What is reishis modoin? Modoin, I looked at the gra on this, and the gra in this pasuk in Mishlei, the word modoin comes from the word din. Where does a fight come from? Where does a fight come from? You know where a fight comes from? I feel I'm rightfully entitled to my decision, opinion, or whatever the situation might be. Din. Okay? And what? Guess what? You, on the other side, you are also reishis modoin. You feel you are rightfully in the correct position on the other side. Reishis modoin. So modoin is the beginning of the fight, when it starts boiling, the beginning. Reev is already when you're in the middle of it now. So he says as follows. What do you do, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a friend, or somebody who you don't think is your friend, and this person is letting you have it. He is using his mouth as a machine gun. And it's shooting out. V'yotso min ashuro po'ar piv levli choik. And the words are just coming out. Now, before what he says to do, we have to remind ourselves, even at a time like this, that the words that do come out should not be words that we're going to regret afterwards. That's number one. Whether it's with another person, whether it's with a spouse, the husband to the wife to the husband, that's number one. Number two is his eitzah he gives is as follows. Lu b'koyach yigbar shekinegdoi shaloi lahashivai dover b'shas kasoi mitoi vadra. He says, if you are able to, at that point in time, to do, I'll use the word Herculean feat of keeping your mouth closed, that's the best approach. Don't say something good. Don't say something bad back to the person. Meaning good, like, oh, you know, I let him, her, get it off their chest. And at that point in time, don't respond. Now, if they ask you for a response, don't, well, the Pelioid says, I'm giving you 2 days. What are you, who, what? Pella who? What are you saying? What language are you talking? I'm asking you a question. What do you have to say about what I just told you? I don't appreciate what you did, what you said, what, who knows what, whatever the topic of conversation is. If the person asks you a question, respond. Try to keep the volume down. The Sefer Oirech HaPayim, the Sefer Ankas, he says, try to keep the volume down. Meaning, the louder a person goes, the more heated they get. And then they can't control themselves. What if you talk softly? Even when you're upset, you're more able and capable. It's not easy. It's not easy. Especially when you feel you're in the right din. Right? Reishis modoin. You are right. And the person is wrongly accusing you. What do you mean? I did this and that. You told me to do this and that. I did what you said I should do. What are you upset about? Whether it's another person or a spouse. So when a person feels that he's being attacked, she's being attacked for something he didn't do, it bothers people. But he's saying here, Lu b'koyach yigbar kineshekinegdoi, shiloi la'ashivei dover, b'shas kasoi, mitoi vedra, ele yamtin ad yavar zahan. Wait until the anger, the wrath, he uses the word, zam, it passes. V'achar over yoyim or yemayim, and after a day or two, then you could say to the person, you have some time, I'd like to talk to you about something that happened a couple of days ago. They know what you're talking about, and it's good to be specific also. Don't just approach the person when you have the time, because they might not have the time, and now you want to talk to your spouse wants to talk to you when you're about to run out of the house, or you have something else to take care of, right? Make sure the time is the right time to discuss it. And then you discuss and say, can we take a step back and can I share with you my thoughts on the situation of what happened, the way I see from my perspective?
He says, one who does this, he's Ayyu Shalom, he's Raidu Shalom. He's trying to make peace. She's trying to make peace.
Hein hein mekaimei oilam. These people are mekaimei oilam. The people who are trying to make peace or working on peace, they keep the world in existence. What does that mean? What does it mean to keep the world in existence? They keep the world. I thought if you recycle, it keep the world in existence. Well, what does it mean if you keep peace, make peace, try to make peace between the husband and the wife? I'm talking about the husband is trying to make peace with his wife. The wife is trying to make peace with her husband. The person in shul is trying to make peace with the person sitting next to him. And even though he got upset because his friend next to him, but these are clean tissues, but the person put dirty tissues down and he asked him, you know, Rabbi, do you mind putting your dirty tissues in the garbage? You have to spread your germs? No. It's not right to put your dirty tissues on the table. It's not right, but maybe we have to say it in a softer way. He brings the pasuk in Iyov, based in the Gemara, elaborates in Chul Daf Pei Tesem and Aleph. Toila eretz al belima. Says the Gemara, what does it mean? Toila hangs the world al belima. What does belima mean? Says the Gemara, she'olam miskayim. The world is miskayim. It continues to endure, to exist. The person who keeps his mouth closed, like he makes himself like an elim, like a mute, bishas meriva, when there's an argument going on. Now, don't do that to try to get back at the person, because the person asking you a question, like, don't do that. That only makes it worse. Usually that's not the case. Usually a person wants to get it off their chest. And if that's the case, if you're going to fight back at that moment, the person's not going to hear a word you're saying. You could tell a person, you're the smartest person in the world. All he hears is something negative. Because they're not accepting right now. They're upset. Wait for them to calm down first. Because by this, by keeping quiet, you're going to put the water on the fire. Once the fire is out, then you can have a conversation with the person.